In reality, the honeybees hold prominence among the list of wonders of the universe. SubhanAllah. Some features of the honeybees I explain you today, inshaAllah. Number one, the discipline and system of beehives is so organized as if it is the system of a well-established and developed state. SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. The whole system of these honeybees is quite in order. SubhanAllah. And flawless. Dear Islamic brothers, when you ponder, when you think about the different signs of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, we can surely say that honeybee is also one of the signs where we can think about the highness and greatness of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And it is also a lesson for us today that we shall also be organized and we shall also be thinking how Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has created this small honeybee and how beautifully that is organized. SubhanAllah. Thousands and hundreds of thousands of honeybees live in the way that they all believe in one king honeybee. SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. And that is bigger in size than all other honeybees, the king. All the honeybees travel and stay under his leadership. This king is called Ya'sub. Ya'sub also works as a manager who gets work done by dividing and appointing jobs among individual honeybees. Yes, viewers of Madani channel, these are the facts, SubhanAllah, and signs for those who want to think and ponder over the creation of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and that leads them to believe in one and only Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and true faith of Islam. SubhanAllah. Therefore, some honeybees construct homes that are in the shape of holes. Honeybees construct these hexagonal holes in such a beauty and uniformity that it seems as if a seasoned engineer has constructed it with the help of machine tools. Allahu Akbar. Such precisely they, SubhanAllah, work. All these holes have exactly the same identical shape, exactly same width, and exactly same depth. My goodness. Who has taught this honeybee this all? That is one and only Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, your and my Lord Azza wa Jal. Now let's proceed ahead. SubhanAllah. As per command of Ya'sub, some honeybees perform the tasks of laying eggs and giving birth. Some prepare honey and some make wax. Some fetch water and some carry out security watch. It is impossible for any other fly to enter into their home. If somebody wants to learn a lesson, we can really learn a very good lesson from them, that how we have to organize and how we have to divide our work and how beautifully we can sort out so many big tasks. These honeybees suck the nectar from fruits and flowers and store it in the honey store. SubhanAllah, they stock that in the honey store. In the search of fruits and flowers, they travel separately hundreds of miles into jungles and fields. But they do not forget the location of their honeycombs. My goodness. My dear Islamic brothers, can you think who has given them this knowledge that one can travel hundreds of miles and they come back to their home? Subhanallah, and they don't forget the way. That is one and only Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, who is your and my Lord Azza wa Jal. Let's proceed ahead. Furthermore, without any confusion or searching, they return straight back to their respective honeycombs after traveling hundreds of miles, as I mentioned. Subhanallah. These honeybees prepare honey of different colors. Another interesting wonder. Allahu Akbar. And flavors, not only different colors, but flavors too. Sometimes red, sometimes white, sometimes black, sometimes yellow, sometimes thin, sometimes thick. Subhanallah. This variation in the color and flavor of honey is due to the diversity of different weathers and different types of the fruits and flowers. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Such a variety, such a diversity. Subhanallah, final product what they develop. And that is only from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal. Your and my Lord, one and only. Let's proceed for another interesting information. They build their beehives sometimes on trees, sometimes on mountains, sometimes in houses, sometimes within the holes of the walls, and sometimes inside the ground. Everywhere their activities are in progress systematically and with discipline. So if one needs to learn a discipline, subhanallah, there is a way of learning from honeybees, mashaAllah. The unique creation of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Ya'sub also inflicts appropriate punishments upon the disobedient and rebellious honeybees, to such an extent that some of them are also ordered to be killed. He keeps everyone under his command and control. Not a single honeybee is allowed to sit over filth. If any of them does so, then their king, Ya'sub, punishes her severely and expels it from the honeycomb.